So when President Trump signed an executive order banning travelers from six majority Muslim countries from entering the U.S., several states and civil rights groups sued to stop it. So did a 24-year-old mom from suburban Seattle. Courts have put the travel ban on hold, but she is still fighting to bring her 7-year-old son to the United States from Somalia. NPR's Joel Rose has her story.
When we sat down at a community center outside Seattle, Joya Ali was wearing a headscarf and a long, modest dress. She pulls photos of her son out of her purse. He lives with his grandmother halfway around the world in Somalia.
Isn't he just the cutest thing? He looks a lot like his dad, but he is just so sweet.
Joya Ali was born in Somalia, but she grew up here and became a U.S. citizen. In high school, she traveled to Somalia with her mother to reconnect with their culture. That's where she met her future husband, and they had a son. Ali eventually returned to the U.S., hoping to bring her family with her. But that's been a long process. She submitted the last piece of paperwork on January 20th, the same day as Trump's inauguration.
So it went from feeling like everything was finally getting close to being done to it stopped. Like, what do you mean it stopped? Like, it was heartbreaking.
Trump's travel ban prevented thousands of refugees and visa holders from coming to the U.S., and it drew legal challenges across the country, arguing that the ban discriminates against Muslims. The Northwest Immigrant Rights Project had many clients affected by the ban, but only a handful joined its lawsuit. Matt Adams is the group's legal director.
Many were very reluctant because they already are so concerned about what's going to happen, and the idea of taking on the federal government and challenging their actions makes seem even more daunting.
The Northwest Immigrant Rights Project is accustomed to taking on the federal government. It was already in a dispute with the Department of Justice because it gives immigrants free advice but doesn't necessarily represent them in court. Joya Ali didn't hesitate either. She's the lead plaintiff in Ali versus Trump.
I just felt like it was just very unfair. I felt like I'm no different than anyone else here, that I shouldn't have to suffer, that my family shouldn't have to suffer.
The administration argues that a pause on visas for immigrants from Somalia and five other countries is necessary to protect national security. At a hearing in March, the Justice Department's lawyer, Chad Radler, questioned whether any of the plaintiffs would be harmed.
The 3-month pause is unlikely to have much, if any, effect on most of the applicants. None of them under the current system are eligible even to come to this country. Most of them have a number of steps in front of them still.
Ali's son is still waiting for an interview at a U.S. consulate, the last step before he gets a visa. Even though the travel ban is on hold, the Trump administration is issuing fewer visas. Ali says it's hard to explain all this to her son when they video chat.
I can hear that in his voice, and I can see that in his eyes, you know, the confusion, but I just tell him, hey, you know, it's going to be all right, it's going to be fine. And that's all that I can really tell a 7-year-old.
Driving around her old neighborhood, Ali talked about how Seattle has changed since Trump's election, how she gets dirty looks and comments at the grocery store. Ali said she felt powerless.
That's why I felt like this was a straight yes when I got asked, because that was going to give me some kind of power over the situation. I felt like I'm doing something.
Ali versus Trump is moving forward while appeals courts decide whether to extend lower court orders blocking Trump's travel ban. Whatever happens, Ali says she sleeps better, knowing she's doing all she can for her son. Joel Rose, NPR News, Seattle.